WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks. You heard right.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host.
Penis.
Nathan. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent.
What's new with you? Is there new things? There has to be new things, right? It's been a whole week.
I don't think my raccoon friend has come back in a week.
No. He left?
I don't know.
He didn't do anything to deter him. He just got bored. Your attic?
I would smack my ceiling with a hockey stick, marred up my ceiling nice and good.
So you were just being a shitty neighbor.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and I threw piss up there. I threw some piss up there.
Your piss?
Ammonia, but it smells like piss.
Ammonia is not piss. Why didn't you just say ammonia?
Well, piss is easier to say. It's quicker. I can get
but
it out.
But it's not what you threw.
No,
they're two totally different things.
No, it's close. It's the exact same thing as piss.
Because it's liquid and it's sort of the same color?
And it smells.
Well, piss varies.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't smell.
I guess ammonia doesn't have my blood in it.
We have a lot to get to this week. We are doing Drunk's 2013 performance appraisal.
Excellent.
I'm going to bring him into my office, and we're going to have a man talk.
Are you sure that's going to happen?
Well, he's late today, so he's certainly not helping anything.
No. We should dock his pay.
I do want to let everybody know that I do believe, deep in my heart, next week will be the return of our bit, Me and My Talking Dick.
Excellent.
That will be coming back next week, so that's exciting. I have some new promos to play for the station.
Oh, balls.
That's pretty exciting. So at the break, you're going to hear some new promos. I guess that's not really something you tease. Hey, we're going to play commercials later.
Well, if they're funny commercials.
Oh, they are. They're great. They're great. And
no more that Mr. Producer talking to that broad with cancer. Is it? Jesus Christ. Why would you make him remember that?
Oh, I don't know. I need to play that one again. That was a good one.
That was a good one. You did a fabulous job of thoroughly embarrassing him constantly.
Did you know?
Yeah.
That George Zimmerman's going to be a boxer now. He's going to be a prize fighter. He's going to, you know, go out there and he's going to box.
That's fucking awesome.
That's awesome, right?
I wish I could live the dream like him.
You know, I watched that Homefront movie last night with the Jason Statham.
I haven't seen it.
He lives like in the country. I don't think he's in the witness protection. I think he's just like, you know, people want to kill him, so he's just kind of laying low.
Because he's
like
too hardcore.
Like his daughter, right?
Yeah.
And so like he just moved in. He's still working on the place. And people find out who he is. So he knows they know who he is. But he doesn't like leave. I mean, his shit's still in boxes. Put the boxes in a car and go somewhere else, man. And that's really what George Zimmerman should do, right? Shouldn't he just fucking go somewhere and shut the fuck up?
Well, he could go to Texas and nobody would care.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Just go somewhere and just, like, live there quietly. Don't start boxing And
what's he going to do? Get a job at the Pizza Hut? No Pizza Hut's going to hire him. They're going to be like, no, dude, we know what happens. We can't do that.
Just say his name is like George Zimmer.
I don't think
I'm not George Zimmerman. I'm George Zimmer. Get your name legally changed. Be Bob Frank. My name is fucking Bob Frank. Give me a job at Pizza Hut. I'm going to deliver pizzas.
If you change your name, that's a matter of public record.
I have not killed one black kid. Not even one.
Well, they know.
George Zimmerman killed black kids. Bob Frank ain't killed nobody.
That's an excellent point.
Look, since I changed my name and devoted myself to a life of pizza delivery, I am murder-free. But that's my point. Why are you going on the TVs and boxing? Don't do that. Hide forever.
Well, he doesn't
have
money.
So that people don't murder you.
Well, he doesn't have any money. How's he going to eat and have a place to shit?
Don't sell paintings on eBay. It has return addresses on it.
It does?
Well, yeah, if you ship it.
No, you just use a P.O. box.
Even that, man. They'll know kind of where you are.
No,
they'll just wait at that post office till somebody that looks like you.
No, just don't go back to it.
Hide forever, Napier. How did I even get on that? What were we talking about?
I don't know. You're a psychopath.
I don't know. Fucking the goddamn... Did you see the Missouri congresswoman? Or I don't think it's the state representative, so that's something different, right? That's not the people in Congress. That's the people, like, in the state.
Well, Missouri Senate, yeah.
Whatever the fuck she is. She's trying to make Missouri State Representative Courtney Curtis.
There
so if
go.
You're in Missouri, don't vote for her because she's a fucking dimwit. And let me tell you why. I'm all full of piss and vinegar. I'm going to talk about state representatives.
Yeah.
I'm fired up. She's trying to make the high five the official state greeting.
Do states have greetings?
I don't know. There's a bill in the Missouri House of Representatives, Napier, that they're trying to get passed. They're taking time to do this. They're trying to fucking get this passed so that we have an official greeting, and it's a high five. Because it sounds like fun.
Does that mean we own the high five?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So if you high five somewhere else, then you're stealing our shit. It's Bill HB1624. It actually has a bill. And I don't know what's more pathetic, the fact that this is like a bill that they're like discussing and trying to get going, or that there's news stories alerting me to this with no snarkiness. It's not like they're making fun of these people.
Like you are.
They're not making, they're legitimately telling us that this is a thing that exists and we're not supposed to get frustrated.
You know what? Alabama should adopt the fist bump as their official greeting and take it away from Obama. He's like, no, you can't do that. You're not from here. Each time he does a fist bump, he has to pay Alabama $10.
There's royalty in the chat. Do you see that? Yeah. The FUBI award-winning live program, The Lotus Cast, is in the chat. They did.
Well, now I'm sad. Did they win by a lot?
Apparently, yeah, they won by a lot.
Oh, balls. So does that mean Unfit for FM, the greatest program on this station, did not win?
You know, he's just collecting these.
I know,
he's
that's why I'm doing it. Them. Yeah, and he puts me on his show.
Doing this. I hate it.
I'm on two shows
Stop
now.
Stop doing it.
No,
Stop it.
Then I won't be on his show, and we can't be friends.
You know what? Drunk. Hey, guys, Drunk's here.
Yes, sir.
Help me out. What is the best show on Radio FUBAR, Drunk?
I believe it's The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
You see that? Point for Drunk. Point for goddamn Drunk.
Okay.
You fucking dillrod.
I guess we didn't win a FUBI.
No, we did not win a FUBI, Drunk.
Who won?
I think we came in second, though.
Who won?
The Lotus Cast won.
Really?
Congratulations to the Lotus Cast for winning.
Indeed.
The FUBAR has decided that all shows that go live need to be exclusive to Radio FUBAR.
Okay.
Lotus Cast is one of a couple of shows that aren't exclusive to Radio FUBAR.
Okay.
So what happened was...
So does the Wicked Radio Network part of...
In the morning, like in the early afternoon, he sends out the email that says, hey guys, you know, starting March 1st, shows need to be exclusive to Radio FUBAR or we're going to have to say, you know, peace out.
Sayonara, for sure.
Then, that night... Now keep in mind, he knew... who won, because the voting ended like 3 days ago. That night, he announced that Lotus Cast has way more listeners than any shows on Radio FUBAR.
Uh-huh.
So obviously they're the next to go.
So basically he said, hey guys, you guys have way more listeners than Radio FUBAR.
Combined.
So that'll be, you know, that'll be a bummer when, you know, you either need to come to Radio FUBAR and lose all your listeners or peace out because we want you to be exclusive.
Right.
That's awesome, right?
Absolutely.
Why didn't he just send a mass letter out to the Lotus Cast saying you need to be exclusive?
Drug, do you know what time it is, buddy?
It's time for... S. Dr. Napier.
Question from Frank Branches. How old is the Earth really?
What do they say it is?
It's 4 point something billion.
I thought it was in the twos. 2 billion something. We'll slice it down.
Frank, to answer your question, neither of them have any idea. Not a clue. No clue.
I know
we could probably Google it.
Frank, we have no idea how old the Earth is. I think even the people who do know, they probably don't know.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
I'm pretty sure it's not 10,000.
From Starry Spice, would Dr. Napier change his name to Dr. Pepper?
No, that's trademark infringement. Because I am a drink.
You are?
Yeah.
I guess in a way.
Yeah.
From,
That's my sperm.
From Travis Hulse of the Lantern Light Lounge podcast. If you had to predict an untimely death for Philip Seymour Hoffman, what would it have been? So, like, if you could have predicted the way Philip Seymour Hoffman would die, what would you have picked?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
I like that.
Yeah. He's a big, heavy dude, and
jacking his meat.
Yeah, just like pounding his little pecker with a belt around his neck. That's a way better way to go out than a needle in your arm.
Hell yeah!
But would you rather somebody like show like if I came over to your house and I found you dead because you put a you know were jacking your meat and you suffocated yourself?
Yeah.
Would you rather, like, I stage it to look like you did something else?
Well,
or would that be a point of pride?
If the two options are stick a needle in me and remove the belt that's around my neck and put it on my arm, or, you know, just go haul hog and, like, shove a broom up there, like, right up my corn, I'd rather you shove a broom up my cornhole than...
So you'd rather me make he'll be it dead even, and he won't even feel worse, it. Is yeah. what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd rather it be worse sexually than better druggy.
He's an overweight fella.
Well, not anymore. Well, no. I guess yeah, kind of still.
Now he's dead.
Yeah,
but he was an older guy. I guess that's not like untimely.
No, he
people
wasn't that
his
old.
Age die.
I mean, he was in his late 50s, early 60s, right?
No, yeah, he's 40. Yeah,
people that are 46 die all the time.
In car wrecks, you know. Jumping buggies over hills or some horseshit.
I bet you could Google how many 46-year-olds die every day, and I bet it's a lot.
I assume so.
I bet there's a fuckload of 46-year-olds.
Especially in, like, India and whatnot.
Yeah, not here.
From my dad. My dad sent us a question, guys.
Is he going to try to beat me again?
What about America the Beautiful in all the languages?
What about it?
Hold on. Can you repeat the question?
What about America the Beautiful and all the languages?
It was kind of repetitive.
On the Super Bowl last night, I'm going to explain. At the Super Bowl last night, there was a Coke commercial where a little girl sang America the Beautiful, but like every couple lines, she would change what language she was singing it in.
Crazy.
And I think...
I must have missed that commercial.
That must have been like a, you know, oh, there we're a melting pot thing, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, my dad, he kind of thought it was shitty.
Why?
Doesn't your dad believe the Arch is some sort of alien craft?
Yes. My dad believes that the Arch is alien technology that protects St. Louis from weather. That is a real thing that my dad believes.
So what happened to that 12 inches of snow that we got a couple months back?
Well, there wasn't a tornado in the middle of it, so I guess we're doing pretty fucking good.
Man. Yeah.
The Arch works on tornadoes, which is the Midwest sort of a supervillain.
Gotcha. So do you believe that to be true as well?
I do not, no.
Okay.
I think that's a little bit batty.
A little far-fetched for
you. A little far-fetched, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do. I do think that's a little bit.
I heard he's a good follow on Twitter, though.
He is. If you don't like Obama, and if you don't like the guys that call the St. Louis Cardinals games on television.
Oh, Dan McLaughlin and Al Hrabowski?
Yeah. Definitely. Isn't it Ricky Horton now, too? I think Ricky Horton.
He's on there occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, my dad does not like Ricky Horton.
So why didn't he just put the TV on mute and listen to the Moon Man?
It's a good question.
Because he's classic.
I don't think he likes him either.
Oh, your dad's a nut job.
From Jim of The Side Project. You remember him?
Yeah, Jim Gable.
Our old neighbor.
Gable, whatever his name is.
How does The Side Project moving to Saturday mornings affect you personally?
Well, I don't get to yell at the TV anymore. No, wait. Actually, I do. During the Dead Men talking, I want it to be a goddamn zombie apocalypse. That way, all of my friends know exactly where I am at all times. They'll find me on top of Rape Mountain.
And you're just going to go around raping?
I'm just going to go around raping people. And wherever you see Rape Mountain, that's where you'll find me. And wherever you find me, you'll find Rape Mountain. There's just going to be a thing full of bodies just covered in sticky semen.
That was one of V. Mark Bland puts out like a question every day. And V. Mark Bland had a question that was something along the lines of, like, what would you do if you woke up and, like, you were the last person alive on Earth?
I'd probably.
Oh, there wouldn't be a deer, dog, goat, llama. Several species of fish that would run around unfucked.
Right. You just fuck everything, right? Because who's going to stop you? I'll fuck dead bodies. I don't care. Who's going to tell me not to?
Exactly.
Who's going to say, ooh, that's gross? I'm fucking them by myself.
I'm definitely partying.
The only reason I'm not
street.
Fucking dead bodies right now is because somebody will say something to me about it.
Indeed.
And there's not like an excessive amount of dead bodies.
There's plenty of dead people that I'd probably enjoy having sex with.
So do you
with.
Think you'd go to like a coast or something?
Just start fucking bitches on the beach?
Well, I'm just saying. It's
all the bikini, half eaten by seagulls bikini broads out on the beach?
I mean, it's relatively.
The gulls put new holes in them.
A crazy climate here in the Midwest.
The little fiddler crabs make holes in them. Sea bass will make holes in them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'll just assume I'm nature's rape fucking Lord Neptune, and I'll just command my fish brethren to fuck holes and dead bodies for me, and I'll come in there with my spicy meat sausage and just lay fucking pipe in them.
Now, Drunk was only like a couple of minutes late.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he was on time.
Well, no. He was still late. But, like, do you think that, like, the expectation now that if Drunk isn't too late, it's almost like he wasn't late?
How late, in theory, was I today? Like, 7 minutes?
I mean, like, yeah, like a good, you know, 7-10 minutes.
I probably missed a segment, maybe two.
But, like, you know, 7-10 minutes is way better than a half hour in the grand scheme of things.
Or, like, 40 minutes.
So, like, would 7 to 10 minutes... kind of be like being on time for Drunk now. That's what we should
expect.
For
real, if I make it here before break, I am on time.
I got a question for you. You think if, you know, all the humans died, and I went around raping all the animals to death, that in a few thousand years when animals have evolved into cultures, I'll be their rape demon that comes in the night for their women. They'll just have pictures of my smiling bearded face to, like, ward off their women folk from going out at night. No, you can't go out at night. The bearded glasses man with the wild hog will shim you from asshole to elbow.
Oh, I have more questions.
Yes.
I'm sorry. From Indio Techno, when do you know when to hold them? When do you know when to fold them?
Know when to walk away and know when to run.
When do you know when to walk away? When do you know when to run?
I've never folded in my entire life.
You just stay in?
I just stay right in.
Fuck it.
And that has pissed off more people than you'll ever meet. Remember when we used to do poker nights over at our friend Old Kevin's house?
Yeah.
Every fucking week, one of his tubby little friends that thought they were hot shit and they watched the World Series of Poker all the time, like, no, I'm going to take this dude. I'll just sit there fucking smiling. I won't even know what I have. I can't do math. I don't know what this fucking game is, but I will fucking sit there and just look at him. He's like, what do you have? Just looking at him. Like,
Furnicase has got a breakdown here. At my work, if you're late, you get a half a point. 2 full points, you get a warning. 3 points, and you get 3 days off unpaid. Another point, you get your fucking ass sent down the fucking road. Go kick rocks, you tardy motherfucker. We are doing Drunk's performance appraisal in a little bit. I do have a breakdown of his 2013 performance.
Awesome.
If you will be stepping into my office. I have prepared dramatic music.
Okay. Am I got to sign some sort of forms and whatnot?
Right, that you've seen it and that you know you understand.
Gotcha.
What were you saying? I apologize.
If you earn 3 points, why do you get 3 days vacation?
Unpaid.
That's most vacations that I've taken in my life.
Does it start over? Oh, well, no, I guess 3, you get fired.
Oh, well, I normally
then it
have
doesn't
to,
start over, then you're fired.
Well, I normally have to earn my vacation.
Right.
So I guess if I fuck up enough to get vacation, it's kind of like earning it.
From Indio Techno. Oh, you didn't answer. You don't ever fold them.
I never fold them. I just sit
you
there
know
and
what?
Smile.
There's this guy we used to play cards with.
Yeah.
And you may know him. His name's Bobby.
Oh,
and
all ins.
Every time we started a poker game, first hand he'd go all in. And he did it just so that, like, everybody's fucking blinds or whatever, he would get them. Because nobody wants to go all in on the first hand.
Nope.
Nobody wants to do it. And he didn't have shit. He never had shit.
He only did that when we didn't play for money because he thought the game was bullshit without money.
Money or not money, he'd go all in first hand every time.
Really?
Yeah. And so I just developed a policy that... Fuck him, I'm going all in too. Because I'm not going to let him win. And sometimes he beat me, but sometimes he didn't. But after a while, he started actually playing poker. And that's what you got to do. Sometimes you take a dick in the ass, but they learn something.
Yep. Sometimes you have to be the asshole, damn it.
So that is my advice to you, Indio Techno. Sometimes you just got to go all in, and you may lose... But fuck them, they'll learn. Eventually. Over time. I have another question from Indio.
You didn't
Techno.
Learn over time, though.
I learned to fuck him for trying to fuck everyone.
Yeah, but didn't
I sacrificed myself for the good of the game.
Yeah, but how many girlfriends did you go through before that happened?
Oh, that's true. And actually, that was another thing. I think he just wanted to be out of the game so that he could go hit on your girlfriends in the other room.
Didn't he, like...
Oh yeah,
pop the cork on several of your girlfriends.
Three or four, I think.
Yeah,
quite a few. Yeah, and the ones that he didn't, he tried. It's just kind of his thing, I guess. From Indio Techno, wasn't Philip Seymour Hoffman supposed to be on tonight, like as our guest? I don't think so.
I think he was going to make like a soundbite for us, right?
Yeah, like the WFOD Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Keith David did.
Right.
Yeah,
but
that was totally going to happen.
I don't think he ever got around to it.
I don't think he was going to do that.
That's unfortunate.
Well, for us, I mean...
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, Keith David died in some really weird way, and then, like, we had that?
No, because then they can't make more Gargoyles cartoons.
They're not going to.
Well, I mean, they could.
I guess I don't want to. I like Keith David. I don't want him to die.
No.
But if he was going to die, which I'm assuming he would, he should die in like some crazy way, like, you know.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Never mind.
We did talk about that.
No, I'm getting pre-show mixed up with show. From also from Indio Techno. How much weed did Peyton smoke last night?
At least an ounce.
Yeah.
Man, that guy choked. That guy got announced as MVP, and he just decided the season was over.
Yep. Wasn't pretty.
Did you bet on that game?
Absolutely not.
Wow. Are you a Broncos guy?
I mean, I wanted them to win, but I didn't think they were going to.
I didn't think it would be this hilariously bad either way. It was just fucking fantastic. At the end of that fucking game, 5 minutes till, you could just see the look on every one of those Broncos players' faces. Like, they could not believe the fucking they just took. And it was great. Towards the end, the Broncos were getting pissed off and they were fighting back. And they were like, putting some goddamn effort into it. But it's a little fucking late to do that in the goddamn fourth quarter. The game's over. Get pissed off in the first, and then you won't have to get pissed off in the fourth, pussies.
Last question, actually, from Anchor Babcock of Unfit for FM fame.
Excellent show, by the way. Excellent show.
If you could pick any music act for halftime at the Super Bowl, who would it be? Gore, right? Gore?
Slayer.
It has to be Gore.
Gore and Slayer.
Yeah, I mean, like, sacrifice bitches to the big worm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, during halftime.
Oh, and Nickelback. And,
like, all those people. Where do those people come from? The people that like, show up and they're out on the field, the stadium still looks full. All the seats still look full.
They buy tickets just for the halftime show.
And then they fuck off?
And they get kicked out.
Really?
Yep.
That's stupid.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Wouldn't you? I would like, I was out in the middle of the sea of people, I'd take a big dump. And then maybe my dump would get on TV.
Yeah.
And then I would tell everybody, that's my dump. Millions of people just saw my dump.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, you should run while you do it. That way your cheeks, like, kind of shoot it out at either side, like a really messed up sprinkler system.
Ooh, Rammstein, that would be a good one, too. Or, make Gore eat Nickelback. We got KMFDM in the chat. See, the halftime show was ballless.
Yeah, it was.
It was fucking gay.
Yeah. But his little drum solo was kind of cute. It looked like a 7-year-old's first drum kit comes out there all banging and getting all,
but I mean, like,
head heavy.
It started things off, and then he got off his little platform. It was that basically just, hey guys, look, I can play the drums too. That was the only reason for it, right?
No, he just wanted like a minute,
cause
like, to be him.
It's dumb to start a performance at halftime with a minute-long drum solo, right?
Yeah.
That's dumb. The only reason he did that is so that he could show that he can play the drums and we're supposed to be fucking impressed.
Yeah.
Go up there and sing, guy. You're a singer. We'll be impressed that you sing good and do your little dancey thing with your band. Don't play the drums. I like drums, but you don't need to play them. You're not a drummer.
Or autistic.
Well, actually, I guess he is a drummer. He played the drums, so that makes him a drummer, right?
Well, yeah, any idiot can bang on shit.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
So,
a while ago, and this was before the whole Wicked Radio Network, Radio FUBAR partnership thing.
So 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Dan made a promo for the Furnacast
that
Wicked Radio Network people could play, and it was kind of fun. I liked it.
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we live in Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh, Dan's so cool. Oh, Dan's so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast on the Wicked Radio Network.
So as you know, I've been like really, really up on people making some new promos, because I play the same damn Uniformed Opinions promo every week. I'm tired of playing it all the damn time. And so
I've been
bugging people to fucking make new promos. And one of the people that I was bugging to do one was Unfit for FM, because why don't they have a damn promo? Why don't you just make a damn commercial? I offered to make them a commercial, and you know, and Brian was like, "Oh no, I'll make my own commercial. Your commercial will probably suck." I'm like, "Well, fuck you. I'm not going to offer to help then, jerk." So anyway, they finally
don't talk
made
to the greatest podcast on this goddamn network like that. Show some respect and humility. Now act like you've been around talent before.
No, you're just doing it to annoy me. So Unfit for FM finally made a promo. And so I'm going to play it now.
Uncensored Talk Radio. Unfit for FM.
If you're looking for a girl that's going to eventually be attractive, Overeaters Anonymous.
Because they're getting help.
Plus, you've got the perfect cover story already because you're a fat guy. Be like, I'm an overeater. Like, just like you. I want to help you get in your pants and shit.
And whatnot.
Yeah. Well, of course, you dress it up.
And then when we go out to dates, I like make her jog alongside the card.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
I'm like, come on, baby. We're going out the Sizzler.
No, you see...
Come on, you can do it. All you can eat.
Live Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern on RadioFubar.com.
Oh, they couldn't hear it.
They couldn't hear it? Yeah. What's wrong?
Maybe it's your J2 wire setup you got going over there.
Unfit for FM.
Yeah, you're looking for a girl that's going to eventually be attractive, Overeaters
I'm
Anonymous.
Because they're getting help.
Plus, you've got the perfect cover story already for your fat guy. Be like, I'm an overeater. Like, just like you. I want to help you get in your pants and shit.
And whatnot.
Yeah. Well, of course, you dress it up.
And then when we go out to dates, I, like, make her jog alongside the card.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
I'm like, come on, baby. We're going out the Sizzler.
No, you see...
Come on, you can do it. All you can eat.
Live Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern on RadioFubar.com.
So we've gone uniform on Radio Fubar. We have something going here. So on the break, I've made some more promos for some Radio Fubar shows, and you guys are going to be really excited about it.
Does your one for the Lotus cast include their new network that they're going to be on in 2 weeks?
We'll be back in 5 minutes. Hugs and kisses.
Listen to Lantern Light Lounge Tuesdays on RadioFubar.com. At 6:15 a.m. in the morning? Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Listen to Dead Man Talk Monday nights on Radio Fubar at 6:30 Central.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays 9 p.m. Central only on RadioFubar.com.
Tuesday. Listen to Not Safe for Water Coolers, 10 p.m. on RadioFubar.com.
Why do you think there's always something wrong with somebody?
He seems so sad.
Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Drunk, why are you sad?
I'm not sad, sir.
Drunk, you seem so sad.
He looks like drunk. He seems like he is every day. I think you're sad and you say
I'm
other
people. Projecting sadness onto drunk?
You got one of those diseases, like, where you think everybody is, like, somebody else in, like,
a suit. I am a hair under the weather.
You're under the weather?
I mean, it's first time I've had some sort of illness in, like, 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had a good run.
Yeah, I mean, I got that good immune system. You drink enough vodka, ain't nothing getting into it. You know what I'm
saying?
Now
I feel bad. Because drunk's under the weather, and, like, he's sad. And, like, I mean, I have a whole page dedicated to shitting on him in a little bit.
I'm not sad, dude. Shit on me all you want, bro. You might as well call this the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, where we shit on drunk podcast.
Maybe we shouldn't shit on drunk this week. I feel bad now because drunk's sad and
drunk
and,
is not a child.
Sick.
Drunk is a grown ass man.
Shit on me all day, bro.
Drunk.
My chest is open for your shit.
I hope I didn't talk over that so that I can pull that and save it forever.
So I can put that into an intro. Yes! Clip that.
So, do you think that Drunk's sad because he knows his performance in 2013 was poor?
Was it worse than my 2012 performance?
Well, Drunk, should we just get into this?
Might as well.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Should we do intro music?
2013 was a rough year for you, buddy.
Yeah?
It was. And it's really strange. What I did was I looked at every episode from 2013.
Did you really?
I did.
I find that hard to believe.
I reviewed every episode from 2013 today at work. And what I did was I put
Hold on.
We did 48 episodes.
And you listened to 48 hours.
I listened to the first 5 minutes of 48 episodes today. And
you listened to the first 5 minutes.
Drunk, I don't think
you're stat padding our counters.
Drunk, I don't want to make any accusations just based on assumptions. I want to be thorough.
You got it.
This is important.
Absolutely.
And so on episode 100, we made you a permanent co-host. Before episode 100, you were special guest host.
I think it was after, because Paul was still here for episode 100.
No, he was not.
Episode
100 was the three of us.
Oh.
And we made you.
It was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was. It was a great episode. One of my favorites.
Amen.
But what happened was, should I play the boardroom music? I have boardroom music.
Absolutely.
To make it dramatic.
Okay.
So,
I bet nobody can hear that because you're not holding the cords.
Drunk, before you were promoted to co-host.
Yes, sir.
We did.
Why didn't you just total this out?
We did 30 episodes. We did 30 episodes before, and we've done a certain amount since.
Okay.
Before that, you were on time 23 times. You were tardy 4 times, and you were absent 3 times. But I hardly even count the 3 absences because you were just a special guest host.
Right.
So you were on time 23 of the 30 times you were here. And since you've became co-host,
uh-huh,
you've been on time 5 times. Tardy 14 times.
Uh-huh.
And absent 5 times.
Well, when you get a salaried position, you don't really have to be there,
so,
you know, on time.
There was a significant drop off once you were given the title of co-host.
Right.
And do you think that maybe it's because, like, he got uppity? Like, he just thought, you know, oh, well, I'm big time drunk now. He wasn't hungry anymore. Do you think that's what it was?
I think he just got a promotion at work.
Did you lose the hunger, Drunk?
Absolutely not.
Wait. Hold on.
Drunk, do you still have a passion for food and cooking and serving your guests in the restaurant?
I don't work in a restaurant.
Well, your guests are right there on the TV screen.
Drunk.
And you serve them delicious sound bites of magic.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Is the thrill gone?
Absolutely not.
Has it gone away?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, I bust my rear to get here every time.
You do?
I do.
So did something change?
I left work without finishing my shit today, and I'm going to go back to work after I leave here just so I could be here.
See? You know what you did before this podcast? Ate chicken. Now who's an asshole?
Chat in the poll. What should Drunk's fate be? Strip him of his title, kill him, or fire him? Right now, strip him of his title and kill him. Both have one vote. What happens if the chat poll results in us having to kill Drunk?
I don't know. I think just women vote in there, and we don't take their opinion, you know, at all. So,
I mean, you do have a river right behind your house.
Drunk.
So, I mean, disposal might be quite easy.
So the thrill isn't gone?
No, sir.
Oh, my God. Kill him has more votes now. So, but do you don't think that there's a correlation? You think that's just a coincidence? Because
it's not a coincidence.
In January, February, and March, you were 4 for 4 on being in that chair at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And then April, you were absent twice, but you were on time the other 3 times.
Uh-huh.
And then like, it just went to shit. It just went to shit.
Yeah.
You fucked up the Crazy J bit.
No,
the drunk dating game.
The Crazy J bit was actually enhanced by him not going out there.
You feel that way?
Yeah.
Don't you think going to Vegas and that whole thing would have been just like endless entertainment?
What do you expect him to do out there? Like, what did you honestly expect him to do? Like, I don't know.
I just think that would have been better, don't you?
You know how
Drunk, you don't think that would have been better?
I think that was a bit that got a little too far out of hand.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, so you're blaming it on me?
No.
Okay.
Our friends in trouble because Paul said that she had the squinty eyes like a not smart person, and then our friends said it on their show, and they got in trouble. I think it was a bit, and nobody told our listeners it was a bit, and nobody told Crazy J that it was a bit, and somebody really fucking should have told Crazy J that we weren't really doing this, we're just having some fun, and then when he won, he was like, okay. Whoops. didn't mean to fuck up your contest.
See, the thing is,
yeah,
it became real to me, Napier.
It did. No, it started off as you saying, "No, we're gonna
gonna
have fun with our friend Crazy J."
I think Drunk told me the first day he was never gonna go. I just didn't think he'd actually win.
I kept wondering when you were going to call this off. But no, you just kept going.
We would win. And I thought maybe if Drunk like actually won, then he'd go.
Dude, I told you the very first day you did that bit, like, look, that's Labor Day weekend. There is no way I'm getting out of work for that. It's the second busiest weekend of the year.
It was all my fault. And I blamed it all on you.
Yeah,
so you could still keep your friend, but you could throw your guest under a goddamn bus. A man who comes into your house every week. You just tossed him under that fucking thing. You're just like, look, dude, I don't know. He doesn't seem too serious about it now.
I don't know what happened, guys.
He was all for it like an hour ago.
Drunk was all for it. And now all of a sudden, he decided he's not going to go.
Oh, and Shannon. Oh, you made her do those promos, those intro clips. She sang songs.
YouTube videos.
She did so much work.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. But you didn't tell anybody that this was horseshit.
Yep. And I'm still hearing the effects of it.
I know.
All the time.
Let's forget it. I'm editing all this out.
No, that's fine.
Drunk, it was such a dick move of you to not go to Vegas.
Yeah, super dick move of me. I know. I'm a terrible person.
You fucked up, Drunk.
Yep.
It wasn't me. It was you.
I totally fucked that one up.
4 weeks. Every night when we turned off that microphone.
It was like a 12, 13-week ordeal.
Every week.
So what are you going to tell people? when are you going to tell people that I'm not actually going to go? It's all bullshit.
I was like, no, drunk, you won't win.
Guys, wouldn't it be awesome if drunk really did win? Guys, wouldn't that be amazing?
I didn't think he would, but he did. That's so funny.
But yeah, most of those tardies had to do with a schedule change and busy season at work, man.
I think you got pecker shy about fucking that strange crazy I brought.
Yep, totally.
You got pecker shy drunk.
Yep.
Dick.
I'm sorry.
What's your fucking problem?
I got a small Irish weenie, I'm sorry.
I won't piss in urinals if they don't have those little wall dividers. I don't want dudes checking out my tiny
so
little
like,
package.
Say like Wrigley Field, all they have is a trough. You won't go in the trough.
No.
Do you think that?
I prefer the trough because the line goes faster.
No, I find a turlet. I piss in the turlet.
You can just elbow in wherever you want. Like literally, you don't even have to have 2 feet. And you can just go like 1 foot in, just to squeeze yourself in. You know what I'm saying?
No, then you got to hold your little pecker. You got to put your pecker out at everybody.
Fuck that. You piss on somebody's shoe, you piss on somebody's shoe.
What
are they going to do?
I'm not.
You're drunk, they're drunk. What are you going to do?
I'm not bringing out the old 9mm just so the people
You can't bring in a 9mm to a place that has a trough.
I'm talking about the circumference of my ding-a-ling.
Oh.
I'm going to fuck bullet holes in you like rappers.
Yeah?
Bang, bang. I swear to God, if that ever happened to me, I would so get my dick hard so it would, you know, look a little more peacock and show my feathers. That way dudes wouldn't look at it. It's like, oh, look at how tiny that dude is. Like, no, dude, now it's hard.
I wanted to demote drunk back to a special guest host. Are we not going to do that now? Because you guys made me out to be a dick?
Why? Are you trying to save money?
Are we not going to do that now? Is drunk just going to stay co-host?
I don't think you. Well,
that
you
was
can
where
give
the whole thing was going.
Want.
I got dramatic music.
Well, give him whatever title you want. It's your show.
No, he talked me out of it.
Who talked you out of it?
He's right. Drunk.
Might as well just call the show Mike and the Two Yokels.
He talked me out of it.
You mean because
he has a point?
You mean for 3 months, him being the butt of your jokes every damn day, making the same joke at his expense? Towards your new friends. Oh, and they played our clips on his radio show. You son of a bitch. You let him do that. He was being your friend. He was just showcasing your show all around his town to his friend. When they had
promoted his show too.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you made fun of his show.
We talked about it all the time. We said, hey, he's doing this contest and Drunk's going to win it.
Yeah.
And then people paid attention to the contest. So that was good, right?
No, you did it in
a
contest.
It was the new show.
You were so mean to him.
The new show on Radio FUBAR is doing this bit and it's going to be super fun because we're going to get involved in it and like make him feel welcome that we're doing this, right?
No, what you're saying is all kind and good-hearted. When the other person knows you're fucking doing it and not serious.
You mean I should have let him know?
You should have told him, like, hey, dude, we're gonna like do
whatever
some cross
you do,
promotion with you.
Don't let drunk win.
Never she have Mike talk
but
to you.
I wanted him to win. And he did win.
You wanted him to.
He was the grand prize winner.
Wanted him to win ironically, like a fucking hipster beer.
I didn't
technically
win. I finished top three, which is not winning.
You were the third one announced, though, like the final one. Like, you know, they announced two throughout the show, and then, like, you were the big one at the end. So you were the grand prize winner. Congratulations, drunk.
But, I mean, I still would have had to sit on a panel with these two other yokels and fucking
win
my
Vegas.
Date, if you will.
Drunk, who won the contest? You did.
No, I didn't win anything.
No, you didn't accept anything. You won
it.
Well,
no, even if I win and I go to Vegas, I still got to sit on a panel with two other fucking jackoffs.
Yeah.
To try to fuck this this Sunset Thomas broad or whatever the fuck her name was.
No, it wasn't for sex. It was for a date.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. A date at a fucking bordello. You're right.
Yeah, don't you want to be one of the many dudes that just hang out at whorehouses?
Yes. Drinks at the bar. Awesome.
And chicken wings.
And chicken wings.
So, Clay Aiken is running for Congress in North Carolina. That's exciting, right?
You talking about like the gay American Idol winner?
He came in second.
Oh, that's right. Ruben won.
Right. Where is Ruben now?
Face first in the gutter somewhere.
I think Ruben's like working at a Pizza KFC Hut or something. I shouldn't have used KFC. That's racist. I should have said Taco Bell. He's working at a Taco Bell.
He's probably working at a Taco Hut. They got both the Taco Bell and the Pizza Hut.
I think he released like
Watermelon
one album.
Farm.
That's racist. Next thing you're saying is he drinks grape sodas all day.
You should have seen the look on Napier's face.
He was so proud of himself.
Proud of that.
He was. He's like, oh, wait, I got the gold right here. Watermelon Farm. Boom.
You could just see it in his eyes. He was like, this is going to bring the fucking house down, guys.
This chat is going to blow up after
Watermelon
I say
Watermelon joke is going to be...
No, I thought I would throw...
Mike is going to title the episode Watermelon Farm.
Ruben Studdard works on a watermelon farm.
That's a great title for an episode.
Ruben Studdard and the watermelon farm?
Yeah.
Fucking clowns.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to throw out a grenade and see what you guys would do with
Clay,
it.
Clay Aiken was on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Did he win that, too?
No, he came in second. He lost to fucking Arsenio Hall.
So this dude came in second in two
right.
major network productions.
He was on a reality show being a little bitch. The whole thing, he was like a bitch. So there's plenty of footage of him just being a diva bitch.
This is on The Apprentice?
You can play. You can post it. And I mean, like, your campaign ads, you have mountains of, you know, footage of this guy being a little bitch. And not only that, but the guy is on a show kind of about having a business sense. Like, you're competing against other celebrities.
Uh-huh.
And he came in second to Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, but he beat out, like, 12 other people, didn't he?
He lost Arsenio Hall. Who's, you know what Arsenio Hall's way of doing business is? To call one of his famous friends and have them come up with an idea.
Boom.
That sounds really easy.
Hey, Magic Johnson, can you come up with something good for me to do on this?
Who's to say Arsenio Hall isn't business savvy?
Obviously, he's got business contacts.
He doesn't have business contacts. He has celebrity contacts.
Good enough.
Magic Johnson spinning a basketball around on his finger and doing a ad for probably AIDS.
Who's to say he wasn't sucking off Piers Morgan?
Who's to say he wasn't sucking him off?
Yeah.
Why would anyone say that?
You know, so he could win. I thought he was a judge on the show.
Drunk.
Am I thinking of the wrong show?
Step into my office.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We need to have a talk about that last joke. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Piers Morgan is a judge on Celebrity Apprentice.
No, Piers Morgan was a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice like several years ago.
And he's a judge.
He was on America's Got Talent, and now he has a show on CNN. Celebrity Apprentice is Donald Trump.
He's got two other judges, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think his kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have sworn one of them was Piers Morgan.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong show.
Piers Morgan is the dude on CNN who gets all the gun people up there to yell at him.
Okay, so in this scenario, Clay Aiken is giving blowjobs to...
Watermelon Farm. Watermelon Farm. That's going to be my answer to all your questions for the rest of the night. Watermelon Farm.
So I mean, this is yeah. Oh, grape soda jokes. That's where we're going? Grape soda jokes?
No, that's where Drunk was going to go.
Why are we here?
Why are we here?
I mean, like, what are we doing?
Well, I came over to eat chicken.
I'm pretty sure we're talking into microphones to the world.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we're talking about Waterfell and Farms and Grape Soda.
Radio Fubar.
Like, why did we even show up? Why are we here?
I came over to eat chicken at your house. I mean, that's why I came over.
Like, we have 11 people in our chat room right now.
And yeah, they're
listening to you tell grape soda jokes.
Yeah, but only one of them is our
Clay
friend.
Aiken isn't even black. He's little bitty twink white gay guy.
And we're not talking about him.
Who are we talking about?
Dude, you need to...
I was talking about Clay Aiken, and then he was talking about Piers Morgan, both of which are white guys. Who's drinking grape soda and working on a watermelon farm, Napier?
I don't know.
Ruben
you
stuttered.
You didn't say it, so you weren't listening to it.
Exactly. Let's talk about your performance.
Yeah, Mike. let's talk about you for a minute. That way we can get your favorite subject out of the way.
I was not late to a single episode. I was not tardy.
You were sick. You had to cancel the entire episode.
Once?
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you killed all of our bits that killed it, too.
Oh, you brought
our
in...
bits?
Our bits.
Drunk! Let me hear one of your bits. You said R like we all bring stuff to the table. What is one thing you've produced? Give me anything. Anything. How many episodes have you been on, Drunk? How many? Ballpark.
55, 56, something like that.
50? Maybe? Name one.
One or two more than Paul.
Name one thing.
What's in Drunk's mouth?
Who came up with what's in Drunk's mouth, Napier?
I think you did.
Absolutely.
Actually, no. That's not how that went down.
How did it go?
I would love to hear this. No, let's hear it. Here. Who came up with what's in Drunk's mouth, Drunk?
I have an idea. Let's invite Jared Cardinal over to be our guest star.
What?
Anyway.
You remember your drunk friend that came over here and shit all over our podcast. Who invited him?
I'm pretty sure one episode... I said, hey, I can guess what's in my mouth anytime I want. You're like, all right, done. We're doing that next week. So if you said, done, we're doing it next week, it must have been your idea, huh?
Is he fucking serious?
I think he might be.
Is he fucking serious?
I feel like you're Eric Cartman and he's...
Stan.
Yeah, and you know, he came up with the fish dicks joke. And now you're upset, like, no, we both came up with the fish dicks joke together. And several weeks go by, and like, no, I came up with the fish dicks joke.
Okay, so I'm just going to complete Watermelon Farm, I mean, for one. and Arsenio Hall, once he won the Celebrity Apprentice, he went and worked... at the grape soda plant.
No, the Vest soda plant.
Vest soda plant making the grape soda.
Making the grape soda.
he probably also makes that strawberry, too.
Oh, that is delicious.
You like strawberry soda?
Yeah. No, I hate it. It tastes like cream soda.
I'm not a fan of strawberry soda.
It's like red cream soda. It doesn't have a flavor.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like anything.
So where are some other bits that we did that Mike just killed?
You know, I try to forget the bad ones. The bad ones make me sad.
Some of them worked, and we haven't done them in months.
I guess he did come up with Detective Napier.
Yeah, when's the last time we did that?
We just did one. Remember, I did the Taco Bell commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. What other ones?
Yeah, I got nothing. Where's your lime for your beer, brah? You too good for a lime?
What are you talking about, Drunk? This is a Miller Chill.
You're supposed to put a lime in it.
It already has natural flavors of lime in it. I don't need to add lime. It's already there.
Yeah.
Baby.
Baby. Hey, baby.
There was a 65-year-old woman... who is going to be on first-degree murder charges because her husband had heart surgery, and while he was in recovery, she snuck into his hospital room and tried to put poop in his IV. She smuggled in syringes full of poop.
Where'd she get them?
What do you mean, where did she get them?
Yeah, where do you find syringes of poop?
I assume that she took a big dump.
Yeah?
And then she tried to, like, do the syringe thing to fill the syringes up with poop.
Oh, I did that with Turkey one time. Purse.
It was on the field of the Super Bowl where Mike was for the concert.
I did that with Turkey one time. I put butter in the turkey.
So my first question is,
yeah,
why would the lady decide that was what she wanted to put in her husband, of all things? I mean, like, you could kill him with a lot of stuff, probably quicker or, like, better.
What if that was his sex fetish?
And number two, would filling a guy's IV up with poop kill him?
I guess so.
Like, if the poop got into him, don't we already have poop in us?
Not in our blood. Not in my blood. I mean, there is blood in my stool, but, I mean, there's not stool in my blood. It works one way way better than the other.
So that would kill him? To get poop in you?
Yeah. You're not supposed to have poop in there.
Is there any way possible that, like, she wasn't trying to kill him, she just thought it would be a funny joke?
Maybe that was...
Doesn't that seem like a prank you would play on somebody?
That sounds like a horrible prank.
So you said murder charges or attempted murder charges?
First degree, I guess it would be attempted murder because the nurse yanked it out when... there was like a tamper thing that went off and the nurse came in and noticed that there was brown going in the IV, and so she ripped it out.
That's disgusting.
But why would you put poop in your husband?
I don't know. Insurance settlement?
Why would you put a penis in a pooper?
Malpractice, perhaps.
Maybe she got tired of him sneaking a
finger.
That
would be a really bad malpractice if, like, you know, they meant to put, you know, IV fluid in you and they accidentally filled you up with poop.
Yeah, you think of the money you could make off.
Sorry about that, sir. We were trying to replenish your fluids, and in actuality, we ended up just filling you with poop that we had laying around.
Yep.
We accidentally hooked up a colostomy bag.
We put a colostomy bag.
Now, you see, our nurses, who are normally rather diligent, accidentally switched type O negative blood.
They're working
with
double
Dookie.
Shifts, guys. I'm sorry. They're overworked and they're tired. And they accidentally filled you with shit.
Don't worry. The elderly man whose shit is coursing through your veins right now, he was perfectly healthy, other than all of his organs were shutting down.
You know, we have a full chat room, and it's just dead. There's nothing going on.
It's dead because
you
just
3 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, two minutes ago.
Where's the
what
current?
Expect everybody to be talking every 30 seconds?
The waterfall chat that I'm used to. I'm accustomed to a certain level of audience participation that I am just not getting.
I think they all kind of went quiet because Daddy hit Mommy.
When did Daddy hit Mommy?
You were yelling at Drunk.
Do you think they feel betrayed because Drunk didn't go to Vegas?
Probably.
Well, I'm pretty sure your friend Jay feels betrayed. I'm pretty sure they now feel it was hilarious. If not, then they probably feel like we're assholes. No, we're not assholes. You're the asshole. You're in charge. I don't even. This ain't even my show.
It is your show.
I don't know.
So a 59-year-old mother,
yeah,
murdered her 32-year-old son, and she is being charged.
You said 59 and 32?
Yeah. She is being charged with murder and dismemberment charges.
Ooh.
Because I guess she cut off his arms and legs and threw him in a bunch of trash cans to try to cover her tracks.
Genius.
Like she hit him all over the place. But if he was in more than one place, it would be easier to find, right? Like, it's easier to find, like, one of 30 Easter eggs as opposed to just one really big Easter egg hidden really well, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you find the really big one, then you know exactly what happened.
But this made me think about, like, I worked with a gal at work the other day that was, she was just very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And like, she talked a lot. And, like, throughout the day, I was thinking about, like, if I murdered her, like, could I get away with it? Like, do you think you're smart enough to get away with murder?
Do you watch enough CSI?
No. You don't think? You think you'd probably get caught?
I'd probably screw it up.
But I got to thinking, like...
Premeditated, yes. Heat of the moment, no.
Got a question for you. You would kill a mouthy broad before you killed the dude that shit all over your toilet seat constantly?
Oh.
Why does he get a pass?
You know,
who shits all over your toilet seat? That's disgusting.
This dude shit all over Mike's toilet seat for weeks, and he didn't even think of killing him once. But a broad talks to him for more than 5 minutes, and he's ready to stab somebody.
The Dexter thing was really big. People were really into Dexter. Yeah. That was fairly popular.
Yeah, but you can't copy that. The police will know it.
And you know, I got to thinking, do you think, like, a video... I thought of a video game idea where, like, you murder someone in the video game, and then the game is trying to get away with it. Like, and I mean, like, you could be, like, a serial killer and kill a bunch of people, like, get a... you know, like bonus points for boldness, you know, and like, you know, there would be like police interrogations where you have to try to, you know, talk your way out of it if it got that far. But like, you know, it's all about, you know, a game in which you're trying to like clean up your murders and like, you know, how you would, you know, get rid of the bodies and stuff. Do you think that would be popular, wouldn't it?
I don't think you'd get too many sales on iTunes or...
No, I'm talking about like an Xbox or something.
And no, like, it's I don't like think they put that on the marketplace.
Where you can like you can murder someone and then like either like stage it a certain way, or like, and then like you clean up after yourself and or you throw them in the river or something.
Yeah, but you'd have to put a theme on it.
You try to get away with it.
Why are you trying to corrupt the youth of America, Mike?
And I thought that would be cool, but even if they could even use it as like a tool so that they could study how like the normal person disposes of bodies and stuff. And then like maybe
I don't think normal people dispose of bodies. I think we're already at an impasse.
Maybe like, you know, you could do a study to like maybe improve detective work to see, oh, they thought of this. Maybe we should think of that. Get in the minds of people that are in that situation.
You'd have to make it like historical or something. You'd have to call it like Jack the Ripper role-playing game. Something like that. And you'd have to like put it in
Grand Theft Auto. It's a Mexican guy running around and beating people up and stealing their cars and killing whores and stuff.
But he's not hiding their body.
Yeah. I mean, he's just going around killing people.
There's plenty of murder in games. That isn't something new.
That's not premeditated, though.
It would be like an interesting twist on a video game to have like a serial killer game where you're trying to like hide bodies and like get away with murders and stuff. And there's no consequence in games now. You just kill people and then they lay on the ground and then they either like, you know, disintegrate or like, you know, they, you know, just lay there forever and nobody ever like goes and picks them up or anything, or they're just dead. They're gone. But I mean, like if you had to then drag their body into a boat and go throw it in the harbor or something, don't you think that would be better?
I think you just want a hero you can relate to.
What?
The hero of your video game.
I'm
who murders people for truth and justice.
I really thought you were going to say it was a good idea.
I think it's stupid.
I don't think it'll sell. I think it might be popular, but I don't think people would pay for it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't think you can make money off it.
Why not? Oh, you mean I couldn't sell it to like a video game?
Yeah, a publisher's person? Not going to pick that up.
But you think that the game would sell if someone did?
Yeah, I'm thinking like, you know, those Newgrounds video games.
Don't you think there's plenty of, I mean, like, fucking... Do you see the podcasts and stuff? There's like 9,000 horror podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, but nobody pays for them.
The Horror Honeys are on after the Furnacast, and Dead Men Talking's on before us, and there's like a Get Out the Room where they talk about horror movies. There's the Hanging Outcast guy has a show about horror. There's all these horror people out there. You don't think they'd enjoy murdering people and chopping them into bits and throwing them in the river?
You'd have to make it something like a free-to-play kind of thing where you would have to buy the silence of some witness.
You should just start a website,
magical
bro.
Eagles.
What do you think? Okay, another, video game people pay attention. Video game publishers, they're going to buy my ideas. That's a good idea. Yeah. I don't care if you guys like it. I'm selling that. That's going to happen.
And you have to get the you have to get the pay to play content. Like, you have to pay a dollar to some witness to keep him from talking.
Prison escape.
That's a good idea.
Prison
Come
escape
on.
Game, Napier.
Yeah.
You're in prison. Got to escape.
Dude, there's a bunch of those games.
You can design prisons and like share them online.
Yeah, Prison Tycoon.
I could send you my prison, and you got to try to break out of it.
Prison Tycoon.
What are you talking about?
That's a game.
The game already exists.
You make a prison, and you hold people, and you try to make money off.
That's like Sim City or something. That's not. I'm talking about like a game.
Yeah.
Like a, you're running around and you're a guy and it's first person and you have to like stick gum and stuff so that it stays open and then you break out of prison and then you gotta run from the dogs and stuff.
Like Scary Maze? The serial killer one was original. I don't think anybody has the balls to make one of those.
You saying I'm a trendsetter?
Well, I'm saying that
yes,
I don't think
are a trendsetter.
That's not a game that's out there right now, but the prison one's out there, like Prison Tycoon.
Do you think that Drunk would start getting hungry again if we made him special guest host again?
I think we should invite him for food.
We do invite him for food.
No, we don't. We've never actually invited him to eat with us. We always say, "Oh, Drunk, you can come by anytime you want." But make it closer, you know, to the show.
It's going to be about that time, guys.
No, it isn't.
That hour and a half flies by.
Yeah, we got like 10 minutes.
Well, we got to do like a handoff and whatnot, don't we?
Yeah, but
Furnacast coming up in 10 minutes, everybody.
10 minute.
It'll be better than this.
You can order some Chinaman, and it'll be ready by the time the Furnacast starts.
Oh, they were so quick.
It's really confident about the serial.
You can order for one, or you can order for 40. It'll always be 10 minute.
I like the serial killer idea. I like it. I just thought your prison one's been done. Yeah. And I don't know why you're upset about the prison one when you were shooting the serial killer one. Are you talking about like there'll be a part two of your game where he gets caught and then he has to escape out of prison and you get to keep the same character like in Mass Effect? He just, you know, goes through, you know, the murdering people stage and then breaking out of prison, and then he does a comeback tour and you can take him to different parts of the Southwest as he murders trannies and digs holes into the desert to fill them. He just fills holes with dead trannies. And all you do is just run around the desert killing trucker hooch. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Did you get my messages on Facebook? Did you see what we did?
What, who did?
We fucking, me and you and Matt, the DMM podcast.
Oh, we killed Philip Seymour Hoffman.
We fucking killed Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I remember when I was part of the DMM podcast.
We have a running theory that every time we talk about something, it happens. Do you remember that time, Napier, that you talked about somebody falling in a cesspool and drowning, and then the next week it happened behind like a Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
That was a long time ago, but the DMM podcast keeps making things happen. Like, we had that episode about casting Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week later, they announced way early, by the way, which is very strange. They're announcing the next X-Men movie before this one's even released, that the next one's going to have Apocalypse in it.
Oh, shit.
And what was the other things, Dan?
We were talking about fast food wages and stuff, and then they all started going on strike not long after that. We talked about Duck Dynasty, and then a couple of weeks later, that whole thing blew up. Fucking everything we talk about happens or goes to shit.
The next time I'm on...
Right after we did a DMM where Dan was going on and on about how great it would be to try heroin.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman proved it ain't that great to do heroin.
Dan put him in a relapse.
Way to go, Dan.
That was one of the best actors of our generation. Look what you did to him.
In theory.
He had crazy eyebrows.
He did have weird, pale, not right eyebrows. They didn't look like they belonged on his face.
His whole face was kind of not right, though. Even not to speak ill of the dead. But.